Mother Earth. Thank you for all your abundant gifts. Good morning, Father Sun. Thank you for feeding all living things on Earth. Thank you, Plant Kingdom. Thank you, trees and plants, for converting the sun's light into edible foods that we can consume and digest, and for providing oxygen in the air that we breathe. Good morning, water. Thank you for being 75% of our body. We are one, and we bless you and protect you because we cannot live without you. Good morning, Animal Kingdom. Thank you for your companionship, your beauty and splendor, and for your sacrifice of life so that we may eat and live. Thank you, Great Spirit that moves in all things. Thank you for our lives and for the opportunity to be here and to be of service in this sacred earth garden of life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello and welcome to Shaman's Keep. This is Caroline Wise King, your host. And last week I spoke with you a little bit about drumming, how important it is when we do our journey work and healing work. And today we have a wonderful guest with us. His name is Stephen Ash. He was born in Britain, but grew up on Native American reservations in Canada, where his father was the doctor. As a young man, he traveled visiting other reservations. He studied with Ted Williams, chief and medicine man of the Raven tribe. Ed McGaw, Eagle Man, gave him the name Tatanka Wanagi Wichasta, which means buffalo spirit man. He and his wife Renata were adopted as spiritual grandchildren by grandfather William Wallace Black Elk, and they were appointed carriers of the sacred peace pipe, which is an honor rarely bestowed on white people. So, Stephen, are you with us?
I am, I am, I am.
Well, thank you so
All
much.
Three of me
Such
here.
An honor. Okay. Well, I'm so fascinated by the fact that you grew up on Native American reservations. I mean, that would have been a dream of mine to have been able to do that. Would you share some of your experiences growing up that way?
Well, we started in a quite extraordinary way because my father was actually a Harley Street practitioner. You know, oh. Harley Street is this place in London where, you know, all the high society doctors live. So he was working in Harley Street in the 50s, and there were seven of us children. And so we were sort of little snobby children living in London. And then Pa devised a way of cleaning tobacco, which was a steaming method, and it meant that he became part of the brain drain of the 50s. So his inventions and his development in cleaning tobacco was taken on by the Canadian government. But when we got over there, the lobby against my father's work was so big that they took his license away, and the only jobs they'd give him were on Indian reservations. So we went from London in Harley Street to Wikramikong on the north shore of Lake Huron on Manitoulin Island. And we lived there in Wiki for, I suppose, about 18 months. And then we went to Oswegan. And we just traveled around Canada until finally so 2.5 years of living on the reservations. And Pa wasn't a government man. He loved healing. He was a healer. He was a great, great healer. And so the Indians loved him. They really loved him. And so we were really accepted. We had a great time. And we were tortured by the Indian kids a lot, but, you know, that goes with the territory, I would say. They were getting their own back.
Oh, my goodness. Well, your father also was an acupuncturist, and you've studied Chinese medicine as well as Native American teachings.
Yeah. Well, I see the similarity between the two medicines. Chinese medicine is the most beautiful high energy medicine. You know, it's really the vision of the whole being. And Native American medicine is very similar. It's just that Chinese medicine is very intellectual, and so you've got that intellectual side with Chinese medicine, but with Native American medicine and also Native British medicine, because that's what we're interested in. We live on these islands over here, and we're interested in kind of taking the best of Native American, what the elders have kept alive. I mean, I really respect the Native people of Turtle Island because they've kept the medicine alive, and now we can find it in our land. We can find it in our holy groves. You know, we've got wonderful healing groves of trees, and our countryside is beautiful over here. You know, and we want to keep.
Yes.
We want to find our medicine.
What part of England are you in right now?
We're on the south coast. If you go from London and you go directly south towards France, and you come to a city called Brighton, great city, really good place to dance. As soon as you get to the sea, you turn right and drive for half an hour, and you get to a place called Angmering. And that's where we live. We live in Angmering.
Oh, okay. All right, well... Yeah, go ahead.
We're right by the sea. Oh, we've got a lovely sea.
Oh, how wonderful. So you have the best of both worlds. You've got the ocean and you've got the forest. And
we've got the most beautiful chalkland downs just behind us. So we've got a beautiful countryside. Mother Earth.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, Mother
Earth.
Well,
you know... I have your book, Sacred Drumming, which I bought a few years ago. I love the book. You covered such a large area of Native American teachings in it, working with the medicine wheel, with the directions. And I'd like you to share a little bit of studying with Ted Williams, the chief and medicine man of the Raven tribe. I'm sure he taught you much of this information that you have in your book, correct?
Well, yeah. It was a strange relationship with Ted because in the 1970s, my father and myself were invited to travel in America and teach. And on the first set of workshops, which were in Rochester in New York State, Ted Williams was on the workshop. And I got to know him, and you know we got on well. And then the next, my father went back to England, and the next time I came back to Rochester, I went and stayed with Ted and Lorraine in their house. And you know, we spent time together, and I learned a lot. I mean, I was very open at the time to connect with those teachings. I was just really opening up to. Sort of seeing that the work my father had done and the work that was, I was open to learning. But the best bit of teaching I had with Ted was quite a few years later, maybe about 4 years later, when I was living in Canada. I was married and I was living in Canada with a Canadian woman in Ottawa. I went down to visit Ted, and he was in a hospital bed in his living room. He said to me, "Hey, Stephen," he said, "this is a good lesson for you." He said, "You must talk to the plants. If you ever take any herbs, you talk to the plants. You talk to the trees," he said, "because I did something really foolish here." And what he had done is he had just bought a piece of land up on the top of a mountain, and marring the view, taking the view away from this his hut, his lodge, was a tree that was at an angle. And he was just about to leave, and he got his chainsaw out. He thought, "Oh, I'm going to cut that tree down." But he didn't do any ceremony. He didn't do any prayers. And he got the chainsaw, and he cut the tree. And he thought, "Okay, well, when I hear it crack, I'll run." So he ran back, and the tree wasn't there. And when he looked up, he saw the tree coming down on him. And the tree came down on him and broke his back.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, he said, "Look, you know, there he was in his hospital bed, smoking his cigarettes, having a, you know." So So I did some healing on him. I started doing healing on his back.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting a terrible headache. And the headache got worse and worse and worse until it was splitting. So I said, oh, look, I must go. I must go. So I got in, I left the house, I got into the car, and I went. And as I was driving to this friend of mine, Dale Goldstein's house in Rochester, a cat ran out into the middle of the road. And I sort of said to the cat, oh, get down. But it didn't. There was this, you know, this clunk underneath the car.
Oh.
When I looked in my rearview mirror, this cat was dancing in the lights of the car. It was standing on its hind legs, dancing like a crazy thing. And I started crying. And I cried and I cried. I got to Dale's house. And I went to bed and I couldn't get up for about 2 or 3 days. I was just hammered. I was hammered. So that was the last time I saw Ted. But that influence on me sort of made me, it was very marked. It marked me. It was such a strong message about the plant kingdom, you know, that you beware of how you treat the trees. They're strong.
Oh, yes.
They're strong. Yeah,
we get so caught up in our busy lives, you know, that people forget that everything else is alive too. And, and has as much right to be here on planet Earth as we do. And we forget about their rights. A lot of the world is just so busy that they take trees for granted and don't even think about cutting one down because it's blocking the view, or it's they want to change the landscaping. They want to, you know, for some reason they don't want the tree there. No one even thinks about that's a living thing that, you know, you don't just decide to cut a tree down, which unfortunately, you can't talk to the lumber industry about that because they only see dollar signs.
Oh, you can. I mean, as much as we can, we do, you know, we say, you know, are you sure you know what you're doing?
You know, right.
I keep hearing these stories of people being damaged by trees.
Yeah. But they don't, the lumber industry, it's such a huge money maker that they don't see beyond the bottom line profit, you know. So, but that's another subject. I'd rather talk about you and the healing work you do. Now, I was fascinated, by the fact that you are with the College of Sound Healing there in England, and you teach, a healing method using the drum. Would you like to share some of that, with us?
Yeah, Simon Heather is the principal of the College of Sound Healing, and I only found out recently that he got a message from Grandfather Wallace Black Elk that he should invite me to become the tutor for drum medicine. So Simon got in touch with me, and he asked me to become part of the college and run courses in drum medicine, in using the drum, for healing. Uh-huh. And so, we've been developing that. I work with Renata. Renata's here with me. And
Your wife,
she's my dearly beloved wife. And we do everything together. We do this work together. So, firstly, on the first module, what people do is they make their own drum. So it's five modules. We do it over a year-long period. And the first weekend is spent making a drum and making a rattle. And that's a time of really tuning into the wood that we're using and tuning into the skins and making something alive from things that are dead. You know, because the wood is, you know, if you scratch it, it doesn't bleed. If you scratch the skin, it doesn't. The deer doesn't run away. In one sense, it's dead, but then we bring that alive as a drum. And it's something that I'm really learning. I mean, I've been doing it a long time, but I'm really learning. And what we're using is the first module is about making a drum. And then the second module is activating the drum with the elements. So we take the drum into the sea, we rub the drum with earth. We pass the drum through the flames of the fire, and we hang the drum up in the wind, so that we bring into the drum the respect of the elements.
Oh.
And then that weekend is all about... Hey, if you want to interrupt any time, Caroline, please do, by the way.
Okay. Okay, just one moment. We're getting a lot of popping and additional sounds, and I don't know if it's where you're at or if it's the microphone or phone or whatever. Could you kind of adjust it above your mouth so that we get a good, clear...
Is that better?
Okay, that's much better.
Yeah, okay. When I get on a roll, I keep rolling along, you know.
Well, that's fine. We just want everybody to be able to hear what you're saying and enjoy it, you know?
Okay, great.
Okay.
So the second module is about about the medicine wheel and the importance of the sacred directions. Like you are, Caroline, and the people listening to this program are in their own places, but they're all in the same place as you and me. They've got their bums on a seat. They're breathing the air, and they're facing one of the sacred directions. Mm-hmm. And each of the directions has a great gift to give. So getting people planted into themselves and on the earth is really fundamental to drum medicine. You know, it's not like spirituality is all up in the air. It's not. It's actually being alive in a human body. And that, to me, is what the medicine wheel is about. Yeah.
Yes, and very, very much of being alive is being connected with nature and all the life that is part of this earth garden that we live in, because there are so many diverse, myriad forms of life that inhabit the planet with us. We're just a small part of it. And it's wonderful to be aware of all the life around us and how all of it supports. We all support each other, you know. Trees and plants and animals and the stone people, all of it works together to have harmony and nurturing for life.
That's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Yeah, that's the middle world, isn't it, Caroline?
Yes.
That's the middle world, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's where we are.
We're in the middle world.
Fortunately, you know, as shaman, we know how to go to the upper worlds and the lower worlds and interact with spirit beings in all those areas. And this is something I wish everyone was able to do, because we know we're never alone. We are always surrounded with spiritual help, and we're part of everything that's alive, right?
Yeah, and that's where the drum comes in, because the drum... It is a way of traveling into the other kingdoms. The drum is like a riding a pony. The drum, you get working with the drum, and you can talk to the trees, and you can talk to the animals, and you can talk to the middle kingdom. I mean, there's this myriad within the middle kingdoms that share life with us. And then you can go into the upper kingdoms, and then you can go into the lower kingdoms, and that's what the drum can do. The drum can help you travel, and we're all just learning. I mean, we're all learning. It's not like we're great experts. We're all willing to learn. Yeah.
Yes. One of the great things that I discovered in learning how to journey was that then's when the teaching really begins, because our spirit teacher in the upper world begins really working with us, and we gain so much wisdom and guidance and teachings that we would never have experienced just with our earth plane experience.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, absolutely. I noticed on your website, Medicine Circle, rainbowmedicinecircle.com, your website has some wonderful information. And I noticed you were talking about how our bodies are evolving so much that medical methods that worked in the last century are no longer really addressing the problems with our bodies now. Our bodies have changed and evolved.
Yeah.
Could you explain a little bit more about that?
Well, Yeah, of course. I'd love to. This is our pet subject. I mean, this is...
Oh, good.
Yeah. This is what we love. It's Rainbow Medicine Circle because we're all a circle. Our medicine is our medicine walk. And the rainbow is our energy field from high frequency going into low frequencies. So going from ultraviolet into infrared. So we're like a rainbow. Mm-hmm. So the chakras, you know, in the fourth age of the sun, in the Piscean age, the energy is like the seven colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green of the heart, blue for the throat, indigo for the third eye, and on the crown of the head, violet for the crown of the head. And this is the picture from Ayurvedic medicine, and it's a great picture. Mm-hmm. Now, if you combine the picture from Ayurvedic medicine and you combine it with Chinese medicine, you get the very similar pattern. There's a central vessel, there's a front vessel and a back vessel in Chinese medicine, the Ren and the Dumai, the front and back vessels. So you can blend Indian medicine from India with Chinese medicine. Then we had an extraordinary experience when we lost one of our children. I don't want to get into the emotion of this because it's just something that happens, and it happens a lot mm-hmm. to people. But we lost a child, and very soon after we lost this child, we had an extraordinary experience where she almost came, well, she did, she came back to us as an angel. And using divining, using dowsing rods, this was 1991, in the summer of 1991. We used dowsing rods to douse out the energy field of the human body. And what we found was there was more happening above the head. There's gold above mm-hmm. the head, silver and white light. Like chakras, like energy, parts of our energy field are expanding above the head. There's more happening below the feet. There's a stronger connection happening into the earth. Hmm. And then in the heart, there's not just the green flame of the heart. There's also a pink flame and a magenta flame. So there are three chakras, three flames of the heart. Mm-hmm. And that's been the basis of our teaching. The basis of our teaching is that human beings, as we move into the age of the fifth sun, as we move into the age of Aquarius, all life on Earth is going through transformation. We're all evolving. Everything's evolving. Everyone's evolving. Not just you and me, Caroline. Everyone mm-hmm. and everything. And so we're mm-hmm. now working with this golden light, with the Golden Light Project, of bringing in more golden light into these new chakras, into this new energy mm-hmm. field. Hey, it's great, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yes, I worked with the golden light for healing purposes for many years. I was not aware that other people were working with the golden. I hadn't heard anything about it until I saw your Golden Light Project. And I'm like, oh, they know about the golden light too. So
great. Yeah, hey, I'm so glad you're doing it as well.
Yeah, I found that the white light, because here in the United States, everyone seems to be working with the white light in alternative energy type settings. And I've worked with the white light a lot. I found the white light cleanses, it absorbs the darkness and disease and purifies. But then I found if I put the golden light in, it actually does the healing work on the tissues and the the physical body. It actually seems to regenerate the physical body. So I work with the two of them in like that. I work first with the white light and then bringing the golden light into the body and into the chakras.
The picture we see with it is the golden light is like the grandfather spirit coming down. It's like our highest potential. Mm. And then the silver light below that is like you and me. You know, we're soul families. You know, we're all attracting to our soul family. That's that's the shape of humanity working with humans. We're all working together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found the white light is very much to do with releasing the past in a joyful way. You know, like the past has brought me to be sitting here Skyping with you and talking with you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the past. I should bless the past because it's been amazing.
Yes.
You know? It's not a bad thing, history. You know, it's okay. You know.
Yes, it brought us to this point. And, you know, all of our experiences are what make us who we are today. So
yeah.
We need to give thanks for all of them, even the painful ones, because
yeah.
they taught us something.
Yeah. Make us grow.
Yes. You know, people get comfortable when they don't want to change, but change is how everything grows. If the seed did not burst open to allow the sprout to come forth, no plant would ever exist, you know?
Exactly.
So we're like that. We have to allow our shells to be cracked so that we can sprout and grow and blossom and bear fruit.
Yeah.
And be all that we came here to be, right?
Yes. God, that's nice to hear you talking like that. That's real talk.
I think we're part of the same soul family, obviously.
I think so. And therefore we encourage each other to be strong.
Yes.
With no agendas. No agendas.
Yes, that's the future. Is to get away from agendas, get away from doing something for profit instead of for the right reason.
Yeah.
You know, we're moving into, Brook Medicine Eagle called it the time of the heart instead of the time of the time of, like clocking in on a time clock at work. We're getting away from that kind of structure and moving into heart time.
Yeah.
And I really liked that concept because we really absolutely have to get away from doing everything because of the money, because we're going to make money with it. Money is a great form of exchange, and it allows us to pay our bills and have a home and feed our children, but we have to have a higher priority, a priority of caring about other human beings, of caring about Mother Earth and all our relations. Or otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Here we've nearly destroyed our planet, and we have to change all of that.
Yeah, because it's to do with life purpose, isn't it? You know, I mean, what's the
mm-hmm.
use of being here if you don't fulfill your purpose and you don't seek for your purpose and respect the
yes.
purpose that other people have.
Yes, and understand that everybody does have a purpose. We didn't
yeah.
just get born to exist and eat and sleep and procreate.
No.
We had a purpose for coming in. So getting people in touch with that purpose is a great gift also. And like you said about the drumming seems to connect us, to reconnect us with our spirit side and with all of the life forms.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about the alternative healing practices there at the college of
yeah.
sound healing. Spirit told me some time ago that the wave of the future in healing would be sound and color.
Yeah.
Spirit said sound and
yeah.
color. So
yeah.
I'm really fascinated by what you're doing there and what other people are doing at that college.
Oh, they're a great team of people. I mean, they really are a circle. And there isn't just like one person. This guy, Simon Heather, who runs the College of Sound Healing, he's a lovely man because he's not standing up saying he's a great big hunker. You know, he wants to make the circle strong. And sound healing is the future. It really is the future because there's no doubt about it that when you sing, if you sing every day,
mm-hmm.
if you chant, if you use the voice, you experience a lot of happiness.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, if you go back to the original Gospels, in the beginning was the word, in the beginning was the frequency, was the vibe, you know, in the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And when we sing sweet sounds, and when we speak sweet words, when we use sound in a, I've always found in medicine that it's the way I use my voice, which has always been the most powerful tool I've got. It can be like an acupuncture needle. It changes the spirit, it changes the emotions, it changes the mind. You know, listen, you know, this is radio, this is using sound.
Yes.
You know, and
absolutely.
So the College of Sound Healing, we're exploring all the different varieties of how to use sound. They bring in a sound from the ragas, from Ayurvedic medicine. They use a lot of chanting. They use singing bowls, gongs. It's like any way in which sound can be used to shake the tissues of the body. Shake, you know, if you look at the way the sound of the whale makes a sound in the oceans, and it travels 80 or 90 miles, kilometers if you want to say, or miles, because sound moves much more effectively through a liquid, through water, than it does through air, six times more effectively. So when you use the drum, or you use the voice, or you use sound on the meridians, on the energy field, you can see with sound. If you close your eyes and look as you're making the sounds over the body, you can see where the sounds are being received and the sounds are being rejected, as if the sound meets resistance. So you use the sound to break open the hardness, to soften the energy field. Just like you would as a masseuse. A masseuse would massage the skin and massage the muscles and break up the hardness. You do the same thing with sound. Because the sound travels through the waters of the body, through the liquids of the body, so much more effectively than through the air. As I'm talking,
that's
here,
amazing.
My whole body feels it.
You do this with the drum also, don't you? You work around the body beating the drum and seeing where it sounds, where the sound changes and everything.
Exactly. Uh-huh. As I would do as an acupuncturist, you know, I feel the pulse and I look at the energy field. I might look at the tongue. I do a diagnosis on the person. And then I use sound. I use the voice, and I use the drum, and I use the rattle, and I use whatever other tools I feel I want to use. Mm-hmm. You know, I listen for spirit. Spirit tells me what to do.
Right.
You know, I listen for guidance. For guidance.
Yes, I know sometimes I've been led by spirit to take a rattle and just rattle a person's body, over their entire body from head to toe, and it breaks up the energy there. Sometimes there's energy that has settled in an area and is causing problems and everything, and it breaks up that energy. But sound is also something that it empowers us as well. I've noticed that most shaman that I've met over the years are very happy people. They're laughing, they're singing, they're humming. And I took a workshop one time with Serge Kahila King, the kahuna from Hawaii, and I asked him about the sound, and he said, well, sound actually draws the life force energy into your body, and it strengthens you, and your connection is through sound. And I'm like, wow, I hadn't realized that. I know I'm always walking around humming and singing, and people don't understand. I mean, I do it in public. Everywhere I go, I'm humming, singing. And they probably think I'm nuts. But it's just this life force energy flows through me and into me, and it comes out as sound. And so it's wonderful. I wish people understood how powerful it is for each person to have sound, be making sound, have sound around them, not just rap music on the radio or not, you know, or in the headphones. They need to be creating sound themselves.
Exactly.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. That's the nuts and bolts of it. You know, it's just to be happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, every day this house is just, we got rid of the television, by the way. We dumped the television about 3 years ago.
Oh, my.
In the place of the television is a beautiful statue of Kuan Yin. But, you know, the house is full of musical instruments. So there's a piano and there are guitars and there are drums and there's the cora.
Yes, I have a harp.
yeah, exactly. So we just have a house of music.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so lovely to have my son John Holmes singing and Renata singing and I sing myself. And I just realized, look, I've got to be happy and I've got to trust life.
Yes.
That's what it's about, and the rest will come.
Yes, I'm always saying it's all in divine order. Whether it looks like it or not, you can trust that it is in divine order, and whatever is going on in your life right now is what should be happening, and you will learn something from it, and it will be wonderful. You know, people go through rough times and they think, oh, it's the end of the world, but we grow through those times.
Of course we
and
do.
It's all in divine order.
Yeah.
Well, tell me something else. I'm very interested in your rainbow essences. This is like a new generation of like the Bach flower healing. This is similar to that, right?
Well, now this is what we they're like the Bach flowers or the bush flowers or the Pacific essences that you have over there. Except ours are much more high frequency in this way. Let me try and describe. Okay. When we had this experience with Rose 21 years ago, when we made these medicines, what we did was we combined essences of minerals with essences of flowers and then tuned them to each of the 13 chakras. So each of these essences, the rainbow essences, are a very highly tuned energetic medicine made from minerals and flowers, and they are tuned to a region of the energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we do with them is that people choose them. Instead of the doctor saying, you need this or you need that, we say, hey, you choose what you want. And we teach people to use their intuition and choose on a daily basis these very high energy essences that clear these areas, these chakras in the body, these 13 chakras. So it's a way of seeking guidance, you might say. Does that help?
Well, it's fascinating that you're using mineral essences along with the flower essences.
Crystals.
Yeah, crystals.
Crystals. Okay. Like, for example, the base chakra, we would use ruby, the stone, the ruby stone, the lovely gem stone of the ruby.
Right, for the red,
For the red, and we use red rose plus gold.
Oh.
So gold, red rose, and ruby for the base chakra. So that base chakra is anchored. So you're anchored in the base chakra into your history. But you've got the red rose helping you to transform any blockages. The rose is so beautiful, isn't it? I mean, smell a rose.
Oh.
What a gift.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
What a gift. So each of the chakras is made of a gemstone, or minerals, gemstones, and flowers from herbs and trees. And there are 24
of them.
That's wonderful. 24.
24? Oh, my.
We have 24 in all.
I'll have to look more at that.
We have the 13 chakras, and then we have essences for the energy field.
Mm-hmm.
For the aura.
And so just people look at your list of essences and then they choose what they think would be good for them? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's basically, okay. I mean, we really invite people to communicate with us. You know, mm-hmm. then we can help them find what's best for them. We can, you know, because people need encouragement to trust their own choices. Do you know what I mean?
Right, because a lot of people do not trust their intuition. They don't feel exactly. that they're in touch with their body, and they're exactly. you know, they want somebody else to fix them.
Exactly,
you know?
And no one's going to yes. fix them. They're going to fix themselves.
Yeah.
We've all got to fix yes. ourselves, haven't we, Caroline?
That's where we are now in this this day and age. The Great Spirit is asking us to begin to take more responsibility for ourselves and to yeah. pay attention to our bodies and what they need. And yes, that's awesome. But are there essences, for instance, for someone that's depressed or has problems with releasing things from the past, or
yes, exactly.
Issues like yeah. that?
Yeah, I mean, there's the full range. That's why they're 24, because we kind of cover the whole range of what's actually happening for us human beings. You know, they're mm-hmm. ones for releasing trauma. They're ones for abuse. There's one for bereavement. You know, let's say someone dies, someone you love dies, or mm-hmm. you lost your favorite watch, you know, and you feel bereaved, you feel like you've lost mm-hmm. something. So what
okay.
we do with Rainbow Essences is we cover the whole gambit, the whole range, but it's when you okay. take them in combinations, that's when it's fantastic, because they
right.
show you what's going on.
Okay,
they show
are you
what's
using
going on.
Are you using gold in all of them or just in that base chakra one?
No, we're using gold in all of them now. We've been,
okay,
we've been
good.
Guided to yeah. put gold in everything.
Yes.
Because, Caroline, it's all about this. I'm going to sing you a little song, okay? Okay. I invite golden light into the earth through me. I invite golden light into the earth through me. That's what it's about. That's what all our work is about. It's about each one of us inviting more golden light into the earth and into everything that lives on the earth. Then we have a good time. That's why there's gold in everything.
Would you tell us how to get in touch with you, Steve, and how people can find your website and order or be in contact with you?
Yeah, sure. The best way is rainbowmedicinecircle.com. So it's www.rainbowmedicinecircle.com. Or just go into Golden Light Project. Or you could put Renata Ash into Google or Stephen Ash into Google, and you'll get us. You'll get the Golden Light Project or the Rainbow
okay.
Essences.
Okay.
We're a worldwide community, Caroline.
That's wonderful. And so people can actually order these essences online from your website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Got a
okay.
lovely shop. Yeah.
Now, you also have some music. I think you sent me a copy of your beautiful song of the Directions, which
yeah.
is beautiful. Do you have music for sale on your website as well?
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh,
yes,
wonderful.
We do. Yeah, we do it all. We do it all because we're having a great time.
Okay, that's wonderful. And your book, the Sacred Drumming Book, which I recommend highly to anyone interested
yeah.
in shamanism and interested in drumming and how to find their drum and work with it. It's a wonderful book. Now, we do need to start wrapping up the show.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a real honor and pleasure to have you. And
well,
for all our listeners, I would like to say,
Have a blessed week. May the sun kiss your face. May the waters bless your body. And may all nature sing in your presence. Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. And the same to you, Caroline. Thank you for inviting me, by the way. Thank you.
Okay. Bless you're welcome. Thank you, Stephen.